There is a lot of problem with regard to women and drug. The first problem is we see a disproportionate issue about women going to a treatment facility for substance use disorder, because we see a figure that just only 1 in 5 of women who addicted to drug go to treatment facility. But in the world, there is no special facility for women to seek treatment. That is the obstacle to women's life and also for their family, because women have to take care of their family and their children. So if the government want to look at the sustainable development in the livelihood of their local population, they have to look at this issue also, the right of women to seek treatment for substance use disorder.
Some of the major issues that almost all countries are facing now is the proliferation of opioid abuse, as well as the discussion around legalization of non-medical cannabis. Would you like to elaborate on this?
The overprescription of opioid medication just occurred only in North America. That is in high-income countries, just like in the US, in Canada, or in Western Europe or Australia and New Zealand. That is the high-income country. There is a problem of overprescription. But in low and middle-income countries, there is lack of access to this opioid medication.
And in terms of some of the best practices at the national level to control drug-related offenses, what are the best ways that these can be done that uphold human rights as well?
The best practice is that just like every concerned official in the enforcement circle, they say that prison is very overcrowded with the one who incarcerated with drug-related offenses. But according to our 1961 convention, offense with drug-related use, if it is a minor offense, we have a way how to just like not to incarcerate people, and we divert them to treatment and rehabilitation instead of incarceration. This is the best way.
And can you tell us about your collaboration with other UN organizations?
Now we try to collaborate with World Health Organization, and also we try to work with UNAIDS organization and also with World Health Organization, because World Health Organization be the organization who train medical profession how to use opiate medication properly and how to prescribe this drug in a proper manner, not over prescribe. And also World Health Organization have the role to play for training of competent officials in various countries about how to procure the best medication for their own population. So we try to work with them.